The following is another KXPN sports presentation. KXPN presents high school basketball. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. Up next is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And good afternoon, everyone, for Thursday high school basketball here on ESPN Tri-Cities and the World Wide Web at newschannelnebraska.com. A new venue, folks, going to check this one off the list. We are in Omaha at Boys Town for the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament here on ESPN Tri-Cities as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, winners twice already this week, cruising past Concordia in the play-in game on Monday night, and then upsetting Hastings St. Cecilia, the top seed, in their third meeting of the year on Tuesday night. So they're up first, then Lincoln Christian will be playing Lincoln Lutheran. The winners will advance on to the championship game that is coming up on Saturday. Doug Duda with you. Glad to have you along. We've got more basketball coming up at 6 o'clock on KHAS. It is the Central Conference Tournament semifinals for the girls tonight as they will be playing in York, and Adams Central will take on a number Columbus team, Columbus Lakeview. Here it is Kearney Catholic taking on Columbus SCOTUS. And also tonight on the Vibe 98.9, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader at the top of the hour as Sumner Eddyville Miller is hosting Amherst. We'll take a break and be back with starting lineups and more as we get you ready for the Centennial Conference Tournament here on ESPN.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzsmarine.com.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Tonight's starting lineup is presented by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Grand Island and Kearney, the better bank.
And let's take a look at the starting lineup for this evening's basketball game. And we will start here with the Shamrocks of SCOTUS Central Catholic. And they will start with number 10, 5'7" senior in Mesa Keel. Number 21, 5'7" senior is Kaylin Dearman. Number 22, 5'4" sophomore is Emma Brzezinski. Number 24, 6'1" junior Joanna Rusher. And number 44, 5'9" senior Haley Steffensmeyer. The head coach of the Shamrocks is Jared Ritter, assisted by Joe Schoenfelder, John Peterson, and Mike Ritter. Columbus SCOTUS comes into tonight's basketball game with a record of 13-4 on the season. They defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals Tuesday, 41-29. They started 0-2, lost to St. Cecilia in overtime and to Guardian Angels, then more recently to Lincoln Christian and to North Bend, who was the preseason number one. So they haven't lost to any slackers on their schedule. And they have a bunch of gals that average between about 7 and 10 points. Steffensmeyer, 9.8. Rusher, 9.2. Brzezinski, just under 8. And Dearman, just over 8. So a very balanced squad. Same starters for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars that we always see. Number 15, 5'2" senior is Lexi Keim. Number 21, 6' junior, Avery Manderdeck. Number 22, 5'5", senior Jenna Cruzy. Number 25, 6'2", junior London Carnes. And number 44, 6' junior in Callie Squires. The head coach is Rick Petrie, assisted by Caitlin Petrie and Jay Kicker. Kearney Catholic is now 10-7 after their win against Concordia in the 8-9 matchup Monday and the knockoff of number 1 St. Cecilia on Tuesday. Neither team is rated in all of the rankings, but that could change after tonight. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. More from Boys Town in a moment.
Does your business need help financing new construction equipment, trucks, or trailers? Or do you need financing for a new motorhome, fifth wheel, or ATV? Currency is here to help. Just fill out an application, and Currency Finance will find a lender offering the best rates and terms. Visit GoCurrency.com for details. Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing, LLC, DBA, Currency pursuant to CFL license 60DB0-54873.
Go electric, go off-road, and get a tax break? Yes, you can. During the Start Something New sales event at Tom Dinsdale CDJR, purchase a brand new Jeep Wrangler 4xe or Grand Cherokee 4xe, and you may qualify for a federal tax credit up to $7,500. But act now. This offer expires February 28, 2023 at Tom Dinsdale CDJR on Hastings North Side or TomDinsdaleCDJR.com.
Register now to attend the 2023 Aurora Cooperative Summit and Annual Meeting, February 8th and 9th at the Pinnacle Bank Expo Center in Grand Island. February 8th features breakout speakers on leadership, agricultural markets and economics, how agriculture impacts the world, the future of cooperatives, and more. Our annual business meeting will be held February 9th. To register, go to the Events tab on our Facebook page, find the event titled Aurora Cooperative Summit and Annual Meeting, and click the link inside the event.
Our injury report is brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Columbus SCOTUS coach Jared Ritter says, I got 15 gals, and they're all suited up and ready to go tonight. For Kearney Catholic, they've been in pretty good shape, but will be without Hadley McGowan tonight. Broken nose for McGowan, and she would have been one of the first gals off the bench for Coach Rick Petrie, and so we will hope to see her back soon. And that's our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. All right, it's a little different venue here. We'll tell you about it and get things tipped off in the Centennial Conference 2023 Girls Semifinals. You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer.
At your friendly Friese & Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friese & Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FrieseAndFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friese & Ford team.
Well, here at the Activity Center, I guess we is what we call it. It is an old school half-domed facility here at the Parling Gymnasium. In fact, it has the big curtain that drops down between the courts that run lengthwise. Not like Hastings. Hastings High has where they'll push back the bleachers and they'd be side by side. These would be length end to end here. And we get ready to tell you more about it. So the baskets, there's no walls behind them. It's kind of like maybe almost playing at the old Pershing. The seating's not that way. And the opening tip here is going to be grabbed by Kearney Catholic. They will be designated the visiting team here and wear the green uniforms, even though they are the higher seated on the top of the bracket. So it's always done a little bit different depending on who you are. Columbus SCOTUS will come out in a man-to-man, and Kearney Catholic's going to probably need to keep this a low-scoring game here. It's got that tartan service as well. It's not wood here at Boys Town. Mandanak with it on the right wing has used up her dribble, gets it over to London Carnes, tries to drive the baseline on Steffensmeyer, backs it down into a double team, out to Cruzy. Long first possession here. Cruzy brings it into the paint, throws it up on the left hand, and it bounces off the glass and in. And Jenna Cruzy will give Kearney Catholic the early lead here on their opening possession. Big star, just like the Dallas Cowboys at midcourt here, with the kind of that gray or tan tartan service with blue in the lane. They try to lob it inside. Scotus has the ball knocked away. Looked like Cruzy might have been the gal that got her hand on that one. And then Carnes picks up the loose ball. So when the Stars get off to good starts, good things happen. And that's what happened Tuesday night against Hastings St. Cecilia. Kime into the right-hand corner to Carnes. London, skip pass over to the left side to a three-pointer for Squires. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Keel. And here comes Columbus Scotus. Just underway, Lincoln Lutheran and Lincoln Christian will play the second semifinal, the championship game at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Starting the drive in is going to be Brzezinski. Got it poked away, ends up in the hands of Keel. To the top of the circle, good movement. They'll try to force it inside again, and it goes through the hands of Joanna Rusher. I thought Dearman was just going to take it right to the rack. She was already about 9 feet away, and instead tried to force it down low. That's where they want to go. Even though they've got balanced scoring, they do want to look to their posts in Rusher and Steffensmeyer. So Scotus, two possessions and two turnovers. We're just 90 seconds in. Little token man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. No zone trap or anything like that. Mandernach will bring it up. Bumped. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give it to Columbus Scotus. Kind of an unusual situation there. Usually you get bumped, the ball goes out of bounds. You don't lose possession, or if they don't call the foul, but Kearney Catholic will turn it over. And here comes Scotus looking to get on the board. 2-0 Star. Steffensmeyer up top, guarded by Squires. Over on the weak side, left side, they'll go to Keel. Keel drives to the baseline. Another wraparound underneath over Carnes. The shot is no good down low by Rusher. The ball cannot be grabbed by Kearney Catholic. It's out of bounds. And again, now we're down here in the metro. The refereeing will probably be a little bit different. I would expect that it'll be a little more physical type of ball game. As Scotus throws it in underneath their own hoop into the left-hand corner. Starting the drive is going to be Brzezinski out for a three-pointer. It's no good by Dearman. And the rebound brought down by Mandernach. And here comes Kearney Catholic as they hand it off to Cruzy, who brings it up with a left-hand dribble. Reaching and poking, trying to steal the basketball away is Brzezinski. If you're listening in the Columbus area, I know you didn't get the radio coverage tonight from Don and the gang. I'm sure that they passed it along to you that we would be up on NewsChannelNebraska.com, so we're glad to have you with us. And Kearney Catholic turns it over, trying to get it out here on the left wing to Cruzy. The ball was deflected by Brzezinski off Cruzy, and now the Stars have turned it over twice. So we played 2.5 minutes, and it's 2-0. Kearney Catholic has the lead here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Glad to have you along with us for this Thursday night. It's somewhat unexpected game this evening for Kearney Catholic. Here's a three from Mahoney, who's checked in, and she knocks it down. Larkin Mahoney just checked in during that dead ball, and one bucket and one lead here for Columbus Scotus, 3-2 with 5:15 to go in the first quarter of play. Maybe try to open it up from the outside so that there's a little more room on the inside. Cruzy with a basketball. Scotus is right up on top of him, gets it inside to Carnes, bounces off her hands. And that'll be turnover number three, one the Stars shouldn't have turned over. It's going to be a fast break layup at the other end for Joanna Rusher. And Scotus now up by a score of 5-2. Cruzy working here against Brzezinski. Needs to find a way to get a hand check foul called on Brzezinski so she gets off of her a little bit. To Kime, left baseline, steps around the defender, runs into the big post Haley Steffensmeyer, and got the foul called. That'll be the first foul of the game on either team. And free throws coming up here for Lexi Kine. So again, you had the 8 and the 6 seeds advance on here in the conference tournament, with Lincoln Lutheran able to pull off an upset over Bergen on Tuesday. And Kine puts the free throw up, and it bounces off the rim, no good. Scoreboard here as well. There is nothing on the ends, no way that you can look at the clock. It is definitely like the old Pershing. It hangs down from the ceiling. Maybe the old one at Lincoln Southeast, if you've been down there for state tournaments. Second free throw for Kime. Got that one. So Lexi's able to get 1 of 2, and it's 5-3. Columbus Scotus here on ESPN Tri-Cities. High school basketball on this Thursday. Getting ready to get other games underway at the top of the hour. High post here. Scotus with a basketball. Keel doesn't like it. Kicks it back out top. Brzezinski drives. Wraps it into the corner. It's a little wide for Mahoney. And out of bounds it goes. So Brzezinski likes to drive and dish, and a couple passes have been off the mark here, and Kearney Catholic needs to take advantage of this, although those turnovers haven't turned into fast break opportunities. They've gone out of bounds. Now they're trying to zone trap. Long pass down the floor, and it's picked off easily by Rusher. Fourth turnover for Kearney Catholic. Outlet for the layup, and Kaylin Dearman will lay it up and in. So there you go, a turnover, and that leads straight to points here for Columbus Scotus. They're up four. They put the pressure on, and they are going to call a travel as Cruzy falls down coming across the timeline here. Five turnovers now for Kearney Catholic in the first 4 minutes of the basketball game, and they are going to have to get tough. That's all there is to it. They are going to have to physically match what Columbus Scotus is throwing at them here and do it quickly, or they're going to get pushed around. Top of the circle with it is Brzezinski over on the left wing. Three-pointer for Scotus is up and in by Joanna Rusher. And that early lead is gone, gone, gone. A seven-point cushion now for Columbus Scotus, 10-3 with 2 3-pointers. 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Bounce pass into Mandernack. Double team, triple team. And now a foul going to be called here on a reach-in on Columbus Scotus. Foul will be on Brzezinski. Her first and the team second. As we said, what a resume that we have seen here from Columbus Scotus. They just haven't been beaten by anybody that shouldn't have beaten them. Uh-oh. Avery Mandernack got a bloody nose, so we're going to have to bring her out of the ball game. Don't think it's anything severe. She didn't even really know what was going on. The referee saw it, and now Lauren Marker will come in for her. So our trainers will quickly get after that. And the Stars will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Marker lobs it all the way out of the wing, back to Lauren in the corner, trying to post up Karn. She's triple-teamed. Kearney Catholic's got to pass the ball better, too. Yes, they want to get it inside, but they've got to be open. Tipped out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic will try it again. Line to baseline. Lobot up to the free throw line to Squires. Fakes it. They bit. She drives to the right side. Puts it up. Draws contact. No foul. Offensive rebound. Carnes hits the rim. Got it again. Hits the rim. Trying to get it for a third time. She does and decides to kick it out. Three shots from 2 feet, and none of them went in for the Stars. They try to lob it into Carnes again. Another two players end up on the floor, and it's going to be a turnover here for Kearney Catholic. Again, just the physicality of Scotus letting them play. Back out to Brzezinski. Top of the circle here for Dearman. 10-3 Scotus. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Decent crowd for Columbus Scotus. A mattering of parents here for Kearney Catholic. Being patient with it here. Stars playing man-to-man. Top of the circle, Mahoney. Swings it over outside the arc to Brzezinski on the left wing. They overload that side. Holds the basketball and kicks it up top here to Keel. Starts to drive back up Brzezinski. Now Brzezinski into the paint. One more bounce pass, stolen away. On the other side, she's got to quit doing that too because the Stars have just kept taking it away. Four turnovers, three of them have been like that. Carnes is going to take a pull-up three. It's an air ball, but Squires is there. Nobody else is, and she'll get the offensive putback. So Kelly Squires with her first bucket of the ball game. The Stars scored on their opening possession. It had been 5 minutes since they had put up a field goal. 10-5, Scotus with 2:10 to go here in the first quarter of play. Looking at the three again, Dearman and Brzezinski playing catch. Now Dearman will take it. It's off the heel, no good. First one they've missed. Ball slapped out of bounds. And it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. And back into the ball game, Haley Steffensmeyer and Libby Brzezinski will check in. She's the senior. Emma, the starting Brzezinski, is the sophomore. And Mandernack still over on the bench after they brought her out because of blood. Cruzy in pressure, gets it to Squires, still in the backcourt, hustles it. Well, she carried the basketball. She turned up the floor and tried to get up there in a hurry. Seven turnovers for Kearney Catholic here in the first quarter, and they're still only down five. Adams Central and Columbus Lakeview coming up on KHAS Radio, top of the hour. Amherst SEM on the Vibe 98.9, top of the hour. With it is Libby Brzezinski. Up top, she'll go to Keel. Right wing, they'll go to Emma. Brzezinski, bounce pass inside. Ball dropped behind the backboard as Keel needs to get out of there, and we're going to get a foul on Kearney Catholic as Larkin Mahoney put the shot up, and it's going to be on Lauren Marker. That's the first foul here on the Stars. Tomorrow, the St. Cecilia boys will be down here playing Columbus Scotus, and we'll have that for you on KHAS at 7:15. Free throw is up and in by Larkin Mahoney. 11-5 Scotus, 1:29 to go here. Arapahoe girls defeat Medicine Valley in the RPAC tonight. 45-40, second free throw, no good. Long rebound comes out to Jenna Cruzy. Cruzy looks up the floor, nothing that she likes, gets it back to Squires. Callie will dribble it across the timeline, picked up there by Keel, still dribbling, right side of the key, steps inside, draws the foul, puts it off the glass and in. Good, good drive all the way down the floor. Nobody doubled her, and so she just kept going, and Callie Squires, a chance at a three-point play, the foul called on Keel. And let's see if Squires can cut it to three. Callie puts it up, and it's right through there all net. So 5 points for Callie Squires. The last five for the Stars. 11-8 SCOTUS, 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Staying outside the arc, now driving down to the baseline, Stephens Meyer. Shot blocked out of bounds. Squires actually kind of deflected the entry pass. Here comes Kaylin Dierman back in, and Emma Brzezinski will check out. And it'll be SCOTUS ball underneath their own hoop. Looking for some movement, hand it off behind the hoop, and it'll be Dierman to kick it into the corner up top. Kime's able to steal the basketball. Kime on the run out, one-on-one contact, and she is fouled by Libby Brzezinski. And we'll go to the line here and shoot two. Lexi, one of two at the line earlier on. First time a turnover has turned into a transition chance here for the Stars. And now here comes Tessa Colling getting set to come in after the first free throw by Lexi Kime, which is on the way, and it's good. Probably the gym just has a feel like you're playing summer rec basketball or you're on traveling team or whatever kind of team you play for in the summer where there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's just that this is all that's going on. Second free throw for Kime is in as well. So she hit them both. She's got three, and the lead back down to one. A minute to go here in the first quarter. SCOTUS is up by a score of 11-10. Our high school basketball brought to you by Currency makes financing quick, easy, and secure for heavy machinery, ag equipment, trucks, trailers, and more. Visit GoCurrency.com. A three on the outside from Mahoney. No good. Squires is able to rip down the rebound, and the Stars now have a chance to take the lead after being down by seven. Also into the ball game is Kylie Syme here, right corner with it for the Stars. She had a great game on Monday night, 10 points in the win over Concordia. Kime with it, dribbling on the right side of the key, kicks into the corner, Marker for three, and it's all net. Lauren Marker knocks down her first shot of the ball game, and the Stars lead it 13-11. They are on an 11-1 run. A two-point cushion with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brzezinski and Mahoney playing catch on the left wing for an answering three, and it's good. Boy, that just seemed too easy for Kaylin Dierman. Kearney Catholic from half court. They'll get the shot away. Lexi Kime almost banked it in. The glass in the rim, and it wouldn't go. But things picked up here in the final 2 minutes for the Stars. At the end of the first quarter in the Centennial Conference Girls semifinal, it's Columbus SCOTUS 14 and Kearney Catholic 13 here on ESPN Tri-City.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And Doug Duda back with you here on ESPN. Columbus SCOTUS will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. They lead it 14-13 over Kearney Catholic on 3 of 5 shooting from three-point land. And a nice move on the outside. Kaylin Dierman left Cruzy on the pick, and she takes it right in. She's got 7 points, 5 for Joanna Rusher, 4 for Larkin Mahoney for Kearney Catholic, 5 for Squires, a three-pointer for Marker, 3 for Kime, and 2 for Cruzy. 16-13, Kearney Catholic was down by as many as 7. And now back-to-back buckets here after taking the lead. And SCOTUS is back up by 3. Squires with it on the right wing against the man-to-man. They try to clear it out and isolate her. Nothing there. Back to Mandernack, who's re-entered the game. In the paint, they'll get it to Karn. She turns. She's triple-teamed. The ball got knocked out of her hands. That's the 8th turnover for Kearney Catholic. Outlet. Number's not there for SCOTUS. Durkin tries to make the pass off the leg of Cruzy. And out of bounds. And another inbounds play here. So 8 turnovers for the Stars. 5 for SCOTUS. Three-point shooting, 1 of 3 for Kearney Catholic, 3 of 5 for SCOTUS. Free throw shooting, 4 of 5 for the Stars, 1 of 2 for the Shamrocks. And it will be SCOTUS ball underneath their own hoop. Out to the right wing, another 3 for Dearman. That one was too strong. And the rebound brought down by Callie Squires, her third. I have the Stars outboarding them 6-1. Kylie Symes stays in there for Kearney Catholic. Carnes is going to come out. In fact, she just checked in. Carnes is going to come out. She hit the ground on that fight for the loose ball. I'm not sure if she's hurt or they're just talking to her. Here's Mandernack for a 3. Off the iron twice, won't go. Fight for the loose ball. We'll get a jump. The arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. Came all the way out to the 3-point arc before Cruzy was able to tie up Rusher. And so Kearney Catholic will throw it in and again have to avoid those long stretches of drought offensively. Into Squires, backing in on Mahoney. Kicks it out, gets it back, steps inside, throws it up, draws the foul. Well, they're not calling him out front, but they are calling him inside. And Kearney Catholic will send Callie Squires to the line. The foul on Mesa Keel. Her second of the team's fifth. Only one so far on Kearney Catholic. 1 of 1 at the line for Callie Squires. And Coach Ritter wants to talk to the official. The free throw is up and it is in. And as long as they don't call Kearney Catholic for walking, I call it the old Kevin McHale move. You step one way and then you come back the other way and it looks like you took two steps, but you never really lost your pivot foot. You just moved your right foot twice. Second free throw on the way. And Squires can't get that one to go. Rebound brought down by Rusher, her second of the ball game, and here comes Columbus SCOTUS, up 16-14, 6.5 to go in the second quarter of the Centennial Conference semifinals. At Boys Town in the field house. Steffensmeyer back in, hands it off to Brzezinski. Emma gets it inside, ball knocked away again. They are sure trying to get it to Rusher, and that is the sixth turnover for Columbus SCOTUS. Here comes Cruzy, doesn't have numbers, but backs her way in, then just throws a wild shot up, no good, and the ball comes out long, and it's going to be grabbed there by Dearman. Cruzy just kind of got herself in no man's land, and so she threw it up instead of not chancing that a travel would be called. At the Star, way out towards midcourt. Brzezinski gets it in motion, gives it off to Mahoney. Good job of fighting through the screen there by Mandernack. Right baseline, a lot of bumping, driving to the right block, and kicked it back out to Rusher. She shot a 3 and made a 3 earlier for the 6-foot-1-inch junior. Rotated corner, another 3 for SCOTUS, and it's rained home by Emma Brzezinski. That's the 4th 3-pointer of the ball game here for SCOTUS, and they're back up by 5, 19-14. Mandernack in the front court. Stars are not moving well without the ball, and it's stolen away again. You could see that coming a mile away. They were setting up the trap, and there was nobody there in green to help out. Fast break the other way. Here's Dearman, pulls up from 12 and hits it. Columbus SCOTUS has got some jump shooters, folks. And the lead is back to 7, equaling their largest of the game. Stars came all the way back and took the lead there at 13-11. And now it's a 10-1 run the other way. Here is Tessa Calling. She drives by the defender, comes in with a layup and throws it over the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Mahoney. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Both coaches standing in front of their benches. Stars go for the steal. Don't get it. Steffensmeyer for 3. That's off the iron and out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic will take it over, and London Carnes will come back in. So will Lexi Kime for SCOTUS. Libby Brzezinski will check in. Calling and Syme will check out, so the Stars will have their starting 5 back in. We're here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth at the Fieldhouse at Boys Town, Parling Fieldhouse, and bringing you today's play-by-play. While Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. As Kearney Catholic will come across the timeline here. Squires to the right baseline, dribbles into some traffic, picks her dribble up, throws it into the corner to Mandernack. And Mandernack will come out to the three-point arc. They need to reset it, get it into Carnes. One-on-one, working here against Rusher. Turnaround jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Squires battles for the rebound, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. Kelly Squires now with 8 points and will go to the line to try and make it 9. The foul is on Haley Steffensmeyer. That'll be her second, the 6th team foul on SCOTUS. We mentioned in the first quarter, had to get more physical. Stars are doing better. Squires puts it up and in. And it's 21-17 Columbus SCOTUS with 4 minutes to go in the first half of play. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. We'll catch you up to date on everything else that's going on around the area. A lot of the girls' semifinals and conference tournaments tonight, except over at the Crossroads in York where they play all the semis today. Trying to get posted up Steffensmeyer. Instead, Scotus just working it around the perimeter. Libby Brzezinski to Emma. Gets it on the left wing to Dearman. Stars pack it in. Drive to the free throw line. Over to Brzezinski. Libby drives in over Carnes from eight. Made her adjust her shot. Good defense by London. And the shot just over the rim. Didn't touch anything but glass. Cruzy with the rebound. Outlet. Kearney Catholic throws it away. Trying to get it to Squire. Steal is made there by Rusher. 10 turnovers for the Stars. On the right wing with it is Dearman. Dearman picked up by Cruzy. And they'll set it up again here with 3:15 to go in the half and a four-point lead for SCOTUS. Brzezinski running the point, swings it over to the left side. Emma to Libby, back into the right-hand corner to Emma, giving her a little room as Squires. Now off the screen, Brzezinski for the three. That one went in and out. So finally one that didn't go. Mandernack grabs her second rebound. Outlet to Squires. Numbers aren't there. It's one on three. Now everybody leaves her, so she drives in. There's a walk. Yeah, that's one Coach Ritter had asked for earlier. And the first opportunity that got. The call was made. So Stars are hanging in there despite 11 turnovers, and we've got a timeout on the floor here by the Shamrocks. Let's go to Central. 2:55 remaining in the first half of play, and it is 21-17. SCOTUS leading Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Doug Duda with you here on ESPN Tri-Cities from Boys Town, bringing you today's Centennial Conference Tournament. Thanks to Paul Blumenkamp and all the folks here for their hospitality. Got to see Boys Town coach Tom Crable working for their next game against Ashland Greenwood. They gave Concordia a battle on Tuesday. Now we get back to action here. SCOTUS ball after the timeout. Let's see what they set up here. Keel up top, drives into the paint. Everybody comes with her, but there's no shot. Back out top, Dearman. Dearman gets it underneath. Carnes stuffs the shot of Rusher, and it's out of bounds off of London. That'll get her blood going. She hasn't been able to get much going here. And when you can get that shot to fall or a good defensive play, that usually gets her going. Inbounds pass again. Now they throw it right underneath the hoop and trying to find some room. Scoring is Joanna Rusher. So just after getting her shot stuffed, somehow she found room between Carnes and Squires. They were both there, but made sure that they didn't foul her. 23-17, SCOTUS, 2:20 to go here in the first half. Up top, they try to get it to Cruzy. It's tipped into the backcourt here. And Cruzy will run it down then, throw it away, and going in for the easy layup is Mahoney. And that's the difference in some of these turnovers. Stars will call timeout here. 2:06 to go in the second quarter of play, and turnovers are the difference. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. The turnovers, Stars 12, SCOTUS 6. The score, SCOTUS 25, Kearney Catholic 17 here on ESPN.
At Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington, we are proud to have been serving the local communities of Central Nebraska since 1982. 40 plus years of taking good care of the best customers anywhere, from a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to new Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick are the only things you need to know for all your automotive needs. Sales, service, parts, tires, and so much more. Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry, Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Buick, Lexington.
Don't forget to nominate your top athlete for our ESPN Tri-Cities Athlete of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan, one boy, one girl each month. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Sydney Davis, Centura, Carson Kudlicek, St. Cecilia are reigning winners. Stars break the press here out of the timeout. Squires to the high post, stops at the left elbow, needs somebody to come free. Marker comes up and takes it against this tight man-to-man from SCOTUS again. They're trying to overpressure the ball again here and get a good lead by halftime. Keim with it up top, over to Calling. There's just not going to be any shooting or guard play against this man-to-man from Kearney Catholic. Marker with it. Inside Squires, they double her out around the free throw line. Gets out of there. Carnes got open, but they couldn't get it to her. Good defense here by SCOTUS. Everything around the arc right now. Kearney Catholic's got to set some better screens if they're going to get open. Kime with a nice move into the double team. Brings it in with a left hand. Missed the layup. All that work, and the layups aren't going. The rebound brought down by Brzezinski, and Skotis has got a chance to run away here in the next minute 10. Bounce pass to the right side. Short jumper rusher. No good. A rare offensive rebound here for Skotis. Dearman kicks it out for the three. Emma Brzezinski hits her second three, and that is the fifth of the ball game, and the lead is now 11 in this contest, 28-17. Big second quarter here for Skotis. Kearney Catholic has only scored 4 points. Trying to change that is Squires. She scored all four. Trapped on the baseline, throws it out top, and it's out of bounds, but it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm sure this is tough for any coach. You're this deep into the season. You got to do better with the turnovers here. Marker to throw it in. Throws it right to Skotis, and then they have it knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. 31 seconds to go, and man, you could just kind of see it coming a minute and a half ago. They called the timeout. They changed up their defense. They overpressured the Stars, and it's working. The lead has gone from 7 to 11 and a chance to go for more as Skotis will hold for the last shot here. Stars have done a good job of taking care of that interior defense, not letting the post score, but these threes are killing them. And then layups off turnovers off the screen. Mahoney drives the right side of the key and poked out of bounds, but I think they're going to call Callie Squires for a reach-in foul. That is only the second foul of the half here on the Stars. 8 seconds to go here for the Shamrocks to get a shot away. Everybody's around that free throw line extended. They'll throw it into Rusher up top. Then back inside, who almost another foul. Turnaround jumper is no good by Dearman. Rebound by Lexi Kime, and she won't have a chance to get a shot away. And so at the half, Columbus Skotis has built their lead out to 11 as the 4 seed leads the 8 seed in the 2023 Centennial Conference semifinals. Skotis 28 and Kearney Catholic 17 here at the Fieldhouse at Boys Town. When we come back, it'll be the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first half stats, and a lot more here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and NewsChannelNebraska.com.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Now powering the Nebraska trenches, tender, juicy, and delicious certified Piedmontese beef. Raised throughout central and western Nebraska, healthy Italian heritage Piedmontese beef is known for being the taste of real beef. Whether you're barbecuing for friends and family or gifting across the country, certified Piedmontese beef will delight and impress for any occasion. Shop local. Shop Nebraska. Shop online at cpbeef.com. Be powered by Piedmontese. Certified Piedmontese beef, real Nebraska beef.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half of the Girls Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, it is Skotis Central Catholic, which is what they want to be referred to as now, Columbus Skotis, leading Kearney Catholic by a score of 28 to 17. Lincoln Lutheran and Lincoln Christian will play the second semifinal at 7:15. And then tomorrow night, it will be the boys semifinals with top seed Omaha Concordia playing Lincoln Lutheran at 5:30, and Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing Columbus Skotis at 7:15. We'll have that one for you on KHAS Radio. Other action going on tonight. In Southwest Conference Tournament, these are the playback games from the teams that lost on Tuesday in the quarters. Holdridge Girls leading McCook at the half, 18-7. In the Crossroads Conference, Osceola defeats BDS 42-41 to head on to the finals on the boys' side of those semifinals. Those are a couple of the early scores that we can bring to you. So stay with us. We'll try to keep you up to date. We said Arapahoe beat Medicine Valley in an RPAC game today. 45-40 on the girls' side was another one that was in early. Halftime in the MNAC, Sandhill-Stedford trails Twin Loop girls at the half, 32-26, but that game is now well into the second half of play. Also going on tonight, it is the girls' semifinals of the Central Conference Tournament. Their semifinals and finals are in York. Adams Central and Lakeview just getting underway on KHAS Radio, and then Seward will play York in the second semifinal. At Kearney High tomorrow, it is the semifinal round of the Southwest Conference Tournament. The girls play first at 3:30, Gothenburg against Ogallala, then Minden Broken Bow at 5. In the boys' semi, undefeated Ogallala will play Holdridge at 6:30, followed by McCook and Gothenburg, and then they'll wrap things up on Saturday with their four games. And as we said in the RPAC, the semifinals in the West Division, Maywood Hayes Center playing Dundee County Stratton, 7:45 in Paxton. And in the East, Bertrand playing at home against Cambridge tonight at 7:45 after their upset win over Alma. Still to come in the Crossroads Conference Tournament, the McCool Junction and Cross County Girls just about to get underway at around 6:15, and the Nebraska Lutheran Cross County Boys will go at 7:30. Then next week, we get into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament on the Vibe 98.9. We will have the semifinals from Central City Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Centura and Ravenna Girls are the top two seeds. Donovan Trumbull and Central City Boys are the top two seeds. And we will bring you quarterfinal action on in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Coming up on Monday, it's girls action. Here on ESPN, we will be at Wilcox. Amherst and Ansley Litchfield at 6. Wilcox Hildreth against the Elm Creek Loomis winner at 7:30. Monday here on our sister station, The Vibe, from Sumner, Overton Pleasanton at 6. SEM against either Axtell or Highline, and that'll be at 7:30. Tuesday is the boys' quarterfinal action. And here on ESPN, we will be at Elm Creek, where SEM and Loomis will play at 6. Elm Creek will get the Axtell-Wilcox-Hildreth winner at 7:30. And Tuesday's boys' action on the Vibe 98.9 from Amherst, Pleasanton and Ansley Litchfield at 6. Amherst against either Overton or Highline, and that will be at 7:30 Tuesday. Holdridge this year is hosting the semifinals and finals, which will be here on ESPN next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Twin Valley Conference Tournament also getting underway next week. Here at the half, 28-17 in favor of the SCOTUS girls over Kearney Catholic. We'll be back and look at the numbers in a moment.
Looking for a quality but still affordable vehicle during this Wild West used car market? Many of our customers have found peace of mind through our great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicles. Each of them going through a 172-point inspection and reconditioning process by factory-trained technicians. Add to that a free Carfax report along with a nationwide warranty that's backed by over 100 years of experience from the Big Blue Old. Experience the difference right here at home and join our family at Hastings Ford Lincoln.
It was a Friday, and I had that whole weekend not knowing just that I had breast cancer. And I waited for the phone call, and I took actions into my own hand to find Chopur.
I'm the medical oncologist hematologist at Mary Lanning Hospital at Morrison Cancer Center.
Even though he is not originally from here, he knows the Nebraska ways.
Nebraskans are honest, hardworking, open-minded, open-hearted people. They are always ready to fight back. And that is something I have admired because I have it in my blood too.
He's not just your doctor. He's your friend. He's there to take care of you. He's kind of like family.
My name is Dr. Sitka Chopur, and I am a Nebraskan at heart.
And welcome back to high school basketball in the Centennial Conference Tournament. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's the unofficial numbers of our girls' game in the first half for Kearney Catholic. Lexi Keim, 3 points on 3 of 4 shooting from the free throw line, 2 rebounds. Avery Mandernack, 2 rebounds. Jenna Cruzy, 2 points, 3 rebounds. London Carnes has not scored, has 2 rebounds and a block. Lauren Marker has a 3-point bucket, and Callie Squires, 9 points, 4 rebounds. 13 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second. The Stars have 17 points, 13 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, and the big number, 13 turnovers. The Stars only had 2 fouls called on them in the first half. For Columbus SCOTUS, Larkin Mahoney, 6 points and a rebound. Mesa Keel has a rebound. Kaylin Dearman leads the way with 9 points and 2 rebounds. Emma Brzezinski has hit a pair of threes, 6 points and a rebound. Joanna Rusher, 7 points and 2 rebounds. 14 points in each quarter for the Shamrocks, 28 points, 7 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers, only one of those in the second quarter as the Shamrocks outscored the Stars 28-4. Foul situation, Haley Steffensmeyer and Mesa Keel each have 2. At the half of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament semifinal action, it's SCOTUS Central 28 and Kearney Catholic 17. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Bob here from B&B Carpet and Donovan. With all the changes in flooring, it's hard to know what to do. Come in and we'll guide you through the whole flooring process. Our entire B&B family is still here. At B&B, we are known for our knowledge and our friendly service. Please remember us when you're looking for flooring. Our customers say, B&B, that's where we always go.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 80 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers. Today, we're the number one ag insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Contact me, Rick Smith, your Farm Bureau agent in Kearney. I can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call 308-234-2222 and schedule your personalized on-site super check today.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBLA Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As always, a big thank you to all those that allow us to bring you high school sports, to make trips like this to Omaha and Boys Town. The Parling Fieldhouse in Columbus SCOTUS with the 11-point lead get the ball to start the second half, and let's see what changes were made by both teams as we get things underway here. And Kearney Catholic needing to force some turnovers and take care of it. So driving in and kicking it out, Columbus SCOTUS throws it away. This is how they got into trouble in the first quarter. It's good aggressive basketball by Dearman and sometimes Emma Brzezinski, and then they try to kick it into one of their posts. Here they drove into the paint and kicked it out, and there was simply nobody there. So turnover number 7 for SCOTUS against the man-to-man. Carnes has it in the right-hand corner. Up top to Keim. Screen set. Now Keim will take the 3. Everybody left her, and it won't go. They're going to need a few of those. And the rebound brought down by Haley Steffensmeyer. That's actually her first of the ball game. And in the backcourt, London Carnes on Steffensmeyer was trying to do the right thing and knock the ball away. London, that's her first foul. We can have a little fun. That's probably the longest London has gone to start a game without committing a foul. And so she gets one in the books right there. UNK is at home tonight against Northwest Missouri State, and the women are trailing at the half by a score of 30-28 is the halftime score. Here's SCOTUS with the basketball up top, looking to go right, then left. You heard the whistle. Kaylin Dearman walked. So SCOTUS turned it over on their first two possessions of the first quarter, and they've turned it over on their first two possessions of the third quarter. But again, they're not steals that lead to run out and layup attempts or shot attempts. They're simply inbounds, so they're not horrific turnovers. You hate them. Kearney Catholic had more of those that led to layups and points for SCOTUS. Squires, skip pass over to Keim, tries another deep three, and Lexi's got that one. First bucket of the ball game to go along with 3 free throws, and Kearney Catholic has cut it to 8, 28-20. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter of play. Stars trying to pull off another upset and make it to the finals. It's hard to make the finals when you're in the top 5, and another turnover here. It's not going to go out of bounds. Cruzy's able to run it down. Cruzy takes it in, draws contact, no whistle, and the rebound brought down by Keel. That ball barely even hit the glass, As we come the other way, Brzezinski, Emma to the trailer in Kiel. Outside three, rusher on the way. It's no good. Rebound slapped around. Steffensmeyer picks it up uncontested. Missed it. And now the ball kicked out and fight for it. And we're going to get a foul called on Columbus SCOTUS. Mandernack and Rusher were fighting for the basketball, and they're going to call Rusher for knocking Mandernack down. That'll be her first personal foul. And Larkin Mahoney comes back in for SCOTUS. Kind of the same pattern we saw in the first half. She came in early, hit a quick three. And trying to make sure that there's only five players on each side. As we come back to action here, Cruzy across the timeline. At the end of one, the Adams Central girls lead Lakeview 22-11. And now Kearney Catholic out around half court just trying to get somebody to move that doesn't have the ball. Ends up walking with it. Turnover number 14. So again, Adams Central 22, Lakeview 11 at the end of one on KHAS in the Central Conference girls basketball semifinals. Patience here again for Columbus SCOTUS, trying to drop it down low. They get it underneath the Kiel. Kiel's been in the lane a while, kicks it out top to Mahoney. Kiel still in the lane. She has not gotten out of the lane, and finally, there it is. you can only be in there until they start delivering mail, right? And you just don't see 3 seconds called very often. But when you get the ball, don't shoot it. Then it kind of drives the attention of the eyes of the official. So here at the Skip Parling Fieldhouse at Boys Town, 5.5 to go in the third quarter. The Stars are down to SCOTUS 28-20. Mandernack in the corner, Cruzy. Looked at a three, couldn't get it. Now backs up, fires an off-balance three, hits the front of the rim, no good. Brzezinski will get the rebound. Another foul on Kearney Catholic. Be their second here in the early going. Looks like Lexi Keim will get her first. Again, individual fouls not a problem, but you sure don't want to get seven right away and give SCOTUS a lot of free throws. But SCOTUS hadn't scored in the first 3 minutes. The problem is the Stars have just the 1 3-point bucket themselves. Nearly a walk there by Brzezinski. Kicks it back out. Steffensmeyer drives right side of the key. SCOTUS moves the ball quickly. Back up top, Kiel gets into the double team out for a three. Brzezinski, no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Joanna Rusher. And Rusher now with 9 points. And you can't fault Kearney Catholic on giving up that offensive rebound. Brzezinski, she'd been making almost everything, and that one she about threw over the backboard. It was so far off. Into the corner, Mandernack tries to answer for three, and she does. Avery with her first bucket of the basketball game. 30-23, SCOTUS. Fast break the other way with Brzezinski. She gets up the floor quickly and then slows it down. Hands it off to Kiel. Free throw line, back out top, Brzezinski. Right side, Steffensmeyer outside the arc. Brzezinski trying to pull this defense out and work that baseline open. Now Steffensmeyer has it on the baseline. Back out of the right wing, Kiel. Inside, they got it to Steffensmeyer, and Carnes commits the foul. Had to try and drop back down. SCOTUS was able to suck that Stars defense up off the baseline, open it up. They got it down there, and Carnes now with her second personal foul. And free throws coming up here for Haley Steffensmeyer. This is only the second trip to the line in the game for the Shamrocks, and the free throw is right through there. That's actually the first point of the game for Haley Steffensmeyer. Steffensmeyer leads the team in scoring at 10 points, but as we said, four of their five starters are right between 8 and 10 points. Second free throw is good. So Steffensmeyer hits them both. Of course, Squires leads the way for Kearney Catholic at 12 points. 8 points for Carnes, 7 and 6 for Keim and Cruzy. 7 for Cruzy, 6 for Keim. 32-23. Stars are not whittling this lead away very well. The ball slapped away. It's an even third quarter, but the Stars were down by 11 at halftime. And they've got the basketball here. A couple of threes. And we're going to get a whistle away from the basketball in London. Well, I guess we shouldn't have said anything. London Carnes, I mean, they weren't even anywhere trying to set up a post move here. They were inbounding it at half court. And Carnes with three fouls here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter of play. And still in there, although Tessa Colling comes to the scorer's table to check in. SCOTUS up by 9 with the ball. Mahoney with it. Back over to Steffensmeyer. Try to lob it down low. They got it to Rusher. Takes it at Carnes and scores. So now they're going to start getting inside. Kearney Catholic, it's pick your poison. Had to stop that three-point shooting they had in the first half. Kime weaves her way through the maze to Mandernack. Gets it into London Carnes in the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good. Boy, when the Stars miss, they are missing badly in the game. Brzezinski with the rebound. Fast break. SCOTUS throws it away. That's actually five turnovers here in the quarter for SCOTUS. So they had five in the first, one in the second, five in the third. Kearney Catholic, seven in the first, six in the second, one in the third. And with those three fouls, now London Carnes will check out of the basketball game. 34-23, though. Stars are down 11. Got to get it going. Cruzy back to Mandernack. Tries for another three. That one was a little flat and strong. No good. Cruzy comes in for the rebound. Got undercut. She hit the ground. Might have even bopped her head there a little bit. But she might have been the one they called the foul on. No, it's going to be Brzezinski. They were both wearing 22, and they call it on Emma Brzezinski, her second. So the Stars now to throw it in, and we can tell you that our high school basketball is brought to you by Florang Chiropractic and Wellness, the Tri-Cities only board-certified sports chiropractor located in Kearney, florangchiropractic.com. Inbounds pass to Cruzy, top of the circle, to Squires, back over to Mandernack. Good man-to-man defense. Now Calling is open. Back out Cruzy. Kime calling for it. Everything around the perimeter right now. Trying to get Squires free, but guarded well by Rusher. So driving in will be Kime. She got whacked on the arm, and Lexi's going to go to the line for the third time here this evening. Foul will be on Libby Brzezinski. That'll be her second and the team's third. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. SCOTUS 34, Kearney Catholic 23. And the free throw by Colling is up, and it is, excuse me, by Kime is up, and it is in. Four in the quarter, seven of the game. Back in for the Shamrocks is Mesa Keel. And Steffensmeyer will check out. Second free throw for Lexi Kime. On the way, and it is short. Ball hits the floor, but it's all green and white of SCOTUS. Libby Brzezinski grabs her first rebound, gives it to Emma into the front court. 10-point lead for SCOTUS, 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Get everything set on a high 1-4 look. Out of the left wing, they'll go to Mahoney. Mahoney just holding it. Coming free on the baseline was Rusher, but they didn't pass it. Instead, Brzezinski's going to shoot a top of the key three. It's no good. Rebound, Carnes, while she's falling down, is able to outlet it here to Calling. Doesn't have numbers, so waits for the rest of the cavalry and gets it to Cruzy. So hitting 5 of 10 three-pointers in the first half, SCOTUS 0 of 3 here in the quarter. Calling back out to Mandernack. She'll take a deep three, and it's no good. Fighting for the rebound, and it ends up in the hands there of Keel, who gives it to Brzezinski. So Stars just cannot get something going here. They're hanging, but they were down 11 at the half, and now it's 10. 2 minutes to go against the number 4 seed, who beat Central Catholic minus Lucy Guy Fawn in the quarterfinals. The winner gets either Lincoln Lutheran or Lincoln Christian. Of course, Christian the power, defending champs. Get it inside. Squires went for the steal. Didn't get it. It's going to cost him 2-1. Callie Squires tried to step out front, make the steal. Didn't. So Mandernack tried to help out and committed her first personal foul, which will allow a three-point opportunity here for Joanna Rusher. She has 6 of the team's 8 points here in the quarter. And now the largest lead of 12. Checking in will be Syme. Cruzy's going to come out. Again, the Stars without Hadley McGowan tonight. And the free throw coming up now for Joanna Rusher. On the way, and it is good. 7 points in the quarter, 14 in the game. She'll come out. Steffensmeyer back in. And it's 37-24. SCOTUS with the lead. After tonight, if Kearney Catholic doesn't win, they will be home Tuesday. A first look at Sand Hills Valley, who is a D1 school, but both needed a game, and so they're going to come to Kearney. In fact, except for the makeup game with Aurora, everything else is at home, and they have listed the 7th of February, the makeup games at Aurora. Here's Skyers in the lane, turns into the double team. I think you're going to get a walk, yeah. She bumped into two defenders and then tried to step through and traveled with the basketball. One thing that SCOTUS has, and we saw this from Dearman, is some mid-range jump shooting. Kearney Catholic, for the most part, doesn't have that at all. It's three-pointers or post-play, and not much in that 8-10-12 range. Squires doubling up top here against Keel. The ball finally knocked away, and then there will be a foul to go along with it. Called here on Libby Brzezinski. She just kind of got caught up in the wash there. The ball got knocked away. She was 10 feet away from the action, but when it was picked up, she was right there in the foul call. That is the fourth of the half here on Columbus SCOTUS. A minute to go here in the quarter. Third quarter, 37-24. Stars trail. Kicking it out to Keim. Syme has her three-pointer blocked and taken away. Turnover by Kearney Catholic. Steffensmeyer coming out there, getting a hand on it. That's actually the first blocked shot of the game for SCOTUS. 40 seconds. With the dribble drive is Dearman. Skips it over on the left wing to Keel. Keel brings it into the paint, spins with the left hand into the double team, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Callie Squires, her sixth. 25 seconds to go. Stars need to end the quarter with a bucket. Then they'll get the ball to start the fourth quarter. So let's see. Keim brings it in. Oh, she got bumped big time, but it was on the floor before a shot attempt. And Libby Brzezinski, she's got four. Three in the quarter for her, three in the quarter for London Carnes. So here comes Emma Brzezinski in. Also back in will be Joanna Rusher. 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. 37-24 SCOTUS. Lob in all the way up top to Kylie Syme. Gets it to Colling. To Keim. 12 seconds outside the arc to Marker. Squires to the high post. They're going to quadruple team her. You could expect that. She's got to do something with it. And there's 3 seconds. My. 2.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And frustrating down on the Kearney Catholic sideline. Stars are going to put on pressure so that SCOTUS just can't throw it to half court and get a shot away. They'll throw it in. They will get a shot away from beyond half court. And that is the end of the third quarter of play in the girls' semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament here from Boys Town as we are in the classic Skip Parling Fieldhouse. It is SCOTUS 37. Kearney Catholic 24. You're listening to ESPN and NewsChannelNebraska.com.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Hi, this is Stacy from Builders in Kearney and Grand Island. Get expert advice from certified specialists at Builders. Whether you are ready to remodel or start building, Builders offers a high-quality products and product knowledge with styles and features you will love and that fit your budget. Builders is a proud supporter of all Central Nebraska high school sports. Good luck, area athletes.
Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth. Both teams kind of changed defensively to force what happened in the first half and changed that SCOTUS wasn't making threes and that on the other end, Squires wasn't scoring. So they're trying to post up Squires here. She's well covered, making sure somebody's with her all the time. It's man-to-man defense. With it is Lexi Keim. Gets it over to Cruzy. Tries to set a screen to get Jenna free. Up top to Mandernack. Long opening possession already here as they lob it over to Squires. Back up top to Keim. Somebody's going to have to go eventually, trying to get it into Squires. Keim puts it on the ground to the free throw line, kicks it out of the wing to Mandernack. 45 seconds on the opening possession. Mandernack throws it up, and it's going to be an air ball three. Great defense by SCOTUS. Kearney Catholic was 2 of 6 from downtown, but didn't have a two-point field goal last quarter. While no threes, 0 of 3 for SCOTUS after being 5 of 10 of the first half, but 7 of their 9 points came from the post in Joanna Rusher. She has 14, 9 for Kaylin Dearman, 9 all in the first half from Squires, 7 for Lexi Keim. Kearney Catholic, 4 turnovers in the quarter. SCOTUS had 6 Here's Durkin driving again on the baseline. Throws it over Carnes. No good. Offensive rebound. Rusher put back. No good. Squires will grab the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Stars got lucky there. That was an easy putback that didn't fall for SCOTUS. Kime up the floor. Brings it out between the circles. Swings it over the right side. Here's Cruzy off the screen. Step back. Fires the three. Too strong. Nothing's going. Rebound brought down by Rusher. And SCOTUS is fine with that. To tell you the truth, 13 points should be enough with the way this game's going. That's why the Stars have come out trying to fire threes. Here's Brzezinski off the screen. Drives in. Misses the seven-footer. Another offensive rebound. Steffensmeyer missed it. Then out of bounds off of SCOTUS. Well, Coach Ritter's got to be going, man, it's 13. It should be 19. We've just missed three bunnies. But it is not. And we have played 2 minutes here in the fourth quarter, and the score hasn't changed. 37-24 SCOTUS. Between the circles with it is Squires. Not where they want her. She'll dribble to the three-point line, looking for something to go. Carnes is in the paint. Got to get her the ball. Kime drives right side of the key. Throws up a wild one. No good. It actually ricocheted back to her. Stars will get another chance. Up top to Mandernack. Over to Squires. Squires into the paint. Dribbles in. There's a double team. Falls down. Out to Cruzy. The three-pointer is no good. And Steffensmeyer will grab her fourth rebound. 5.5 to go in the game. It's still 37-24 SCOTUS. SCOTUS looking to get to the championship game for the first time in a while. For the Shamrocks, and Lincoln Christian's got to be licking their chops on the other end. Here's a top of the key three on the way by Dierman. No. Offensive rebound ripped down by Rusher. She ends up on her seat and gets it over to Brzezinski. Back out for a three-pointer for Rusher. It's no good. And Carnes will grab the rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Down the middle of the floor is Kime. Kime trying to get something going in transition. Out to Squires. Callie's got an open three, and it's good. First bucket of the second half for Callie Squire. She's got 12, and Kearney Catholic is going to use their timeout. Both teams have four timeouts remaining, so a good use of one there. But it took 3 minutes and 8 seconds before anybody scored here in the fourth quarter. It is SCOTUS 37, Kearney Catholic 27. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
When experience matters, ENT Physicians and Family Hearing of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994, along with speech therapy services. With our main office located in Kearney and 9 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Klingensmith at Kearney ENT, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
On KHAS Central Conference halftime, Adams Central girls lead Lakeview 37-21. Kearney Catholic putting full court pressure on here, steals the basketball on the inbounds. And a foul is called here on Columbus SCOTUS to go along with it. On Kaylin Dierkman, that's her first, team sixth. Stars underneath, they get it to Karn, she's got the layup. And there's 5 in a row for Kearney Catholic. And maybe they got to wait to string it together. Now fast break. Stars don't get back. And Brzezinski puts it up. No good. Squires gets the rebound. Her 8, 37-29. SCOTUS, 4:40 to go in the ball game. A little glimmer of hope here. Put some pep in a step here are the Stars. Cruzy up top. Carr into the paint. Working there against Keel. Trying to get it to her on the post. They do. She takes a couple of dribbles. Gets inside. Oh, and a travel called. Ooh. The defender was right under London. I don't even think London traveled if nobody was there. And these guys have been doing a great job, by the way. Our officials here have been doing outstanding. We talked that it might be a little more physical, and it was. Kearney Catholic kind of stepped it up after the first quarter. Here comes Brzezinski up the floor again. Emma gets to the free throw line, now curls it out. They want to use some clock, leading it 37-29. SCOTUS still hasn't scored here in the fourth quarter of play. They'll try and change that. Dirkman's 10-footer, no good, and out of bounds, grabbing the ball for SCOTUS was Kalen. She followed her shot, but she was out of bounds. 4:05 to go, SCOTUS 37, Kearney Catholic 29. Stars were down by 13. It currently sets at 8. Keim with a basketball, a bucket, two or three. Goes a long ways here. Keim off the screen. Can't shake him. SCOTUS has done a great job of fighting through screens. Squires, right corner. Gets it out to Lexi Keim. Back to Squires, but she's 10 feet away. Didn't expect the pass. Goes right through her hands. Turnover, Kearney Catholic. That's 19 in the basketball game. And when we talk with Coach Petrie in the New West postgame show, that'll be the number one topic of discussion. Outside of that, a bump up front here. Brzezinski trying to draw the foul. Gets rid of the right-hand corner to Rushter. 3.5 to go. Dearman with it. Playing keep away right now, Columbus SCOTUS. Carnes is all the way out here with three fouls trying to guard Brzezinski, who throws it to the high post to Rusher. Backside, short jumper, foul. Kaylin Dearman snuck in there. Hasn't scored in the second half. Led her team in the first half with 9 points. This will be her first trip to the line. And the foul called here on the Stars will even the team fouls at 6 apiece. And the free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Foul was called on Mandernach, which was her second. And the second free throw now coming up. On the way, and it's good. So there's the first point of the fourth quarter for Columbus SCOTUS, giving their fans a chance to cheer a little bit. 38-29, but we're down to 3:10 to go. Stars made a little blip there to get from 13 down to 8, but now they've been stagnant again here for a minute and a half. Our high school basketball brought to you by Certified Piedmontese Beef, Italian heritage bred, Nebraska-raised perfection. It's lean, tender, and delicious, healthy, powerful nutrition to help you play at your best, and they'll ship it to you anywhere in the country. Order at cpbeef.com. That's cpbeef.com, Certified Piedmontese Beef. Kearney Catholic will throw it in. Mandernach gets it right back to her. Now down to the low block. There's Carnes. Turnaround jumper. Couldn't get it. Great play. Just didn't make the bucket. And the rebound brought down by Columbus SCOTUS and Emma Brzezinski with her fourth. And we're getting down to crunch time now. 2:45 to go. Stars aren't getting any closer. With the basketball, Brzezinski, and she's going to be bumped out here by Lexi Keim, and that'll be her second. But more importantly, that is the seventh team foul, and the Shamrocks will be in the 1-1. Emma Brzezinski has hit 2 3-pointers. That's it. This will be her first trip to the line. Again, there is no consolation games. They try to guarantee everybody at least 2. Kearney Catholic could have played 4 if they'd won this. Free throw is good. But that does not look like it's going to happen. 39-29. SCOTUS 2:41 to go. These teams play again in Kearney on Saturday the 4th. Second free throw is up. And it is good. 8 points for Brzezinski. 40-29. The Stars' defense has been great here in the second half, but not good enough on the offensive end. They've only given up 12 points, but that's all the Stars have scored. It was 11 at the half. It's 11 again here. Squires trapped in the corner. We're going to get a timeout. Again, movement without the ball has been something that you just don't, as a fan, talk about much, but it's really hurt the Stars. And they'll call a 30-second timeout. They'll have 2 remaining. 2:25 to go in the game. Stars have the ball, but they trail it 40-29. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Girls basketball in the half. Consolation game in the RPAC. Alma girls leading Cambridge by a score of 26-20. In the Crossroads girls semifinals at the end of 1, Cross County leads McCool Junction by a score of 6-5. And as we said at the half, the Adams Central girls are leading Lakeview by a score of 37-21. We also have SEM and Amherst playing right now on the Vibe, 98.9. When we are done, it is the New West postgame show tomorrow night. Centura Ravenna. I'll be in Ravenna for that great Lou Platt doubleheader on the Vibe, 98.9. Mandernach to throw it in. They don't even guard her. They're trying to make sure nobody gets an open three, and they throw it right to SCOTUS. The ball is turned over. Out of a timeout. They were trying to get it to Carnes at the high post, but she was covered. 40-29. Ooh, going for the steal. Keim popped it away, just couldn't come out of there with it. Still SCOTUS basketball. Stars are playing man-to-man. But SCOTUS is doing a great job of handling the basketball. Brzezinski again, driving on Cruzy, takes it in, puts it up, doesn't score, but draws the foul. And we'll go to the line and shoot two with 1:58 remaining in the contest. And Jenna Cruzy, her first personal foul. Brzezinski was just there and made two. She's got 8 points. And she's going to get another chance here to shoot a couple of free throws. Again, a big thanks to Paul Vogelkamp and the folks here at Boys Town. Unfortunately, it looks like a short stay as the first free throw's off the front of the rim, no good. Riley O'Hare is going to check in here and give Mandanak a breather with 2 minutes to go. And the second free throw is up, and it is good. So Brzezinski gets one of two, and it is 41-29. Kearney Catholic doesn't have anything easy the rest of the way. Aurora on that makeup has struggled, but Sandhills Valley's above 500. Adams Central, number three in the state. SCOTUS and Lincoln Christian. Yikes. And the ball stolen away again from Kearney Catholic. 21 turnovers. They don't attack the hoop. They'll pull it up, get it down on the block to Rusher. No need to shoot. There's 90 seconds to go and a 12-point lead here for SCOTUS. And Kearney Catholic going to have to win their sub-district this year to have a chance to keep their season going. Their wild card points won't be close enough to use one. Let's see if they're going to foul. O'Hare, yep, brought in there to do that. So the first foul on Riley. 1:16 to go. Kearney Catholic trailed by one at the end of the first quarter but got outscored 14-4 in the second. That's basically been the difference. The lead was as high as 13. The Stars briefly got it down to 8 and had the ball. And the free throw is up and in for Mesa Keel. That's her first point of the ball game. Nothing but free throws in the fourth quarter for SCOTUS. So demoralizing if you're the other team. Second free throw, no good. Usually the way you can win in the fourth quarter by making just free throws is you had to have a nice lead, and that's exactly what they have. And the largest lead of the game right now, Cruzy throws up a three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Brzezinski. Kearney Catholic, 1 2-point field goal in the second half. Three threes and a free throw. And we're going to get a foul out top on O'Hare again, and all this is going to do is make the lead a little bit bigger for SCOTUS, you would assume. Still 57 seconds, but that's probably not enough time, even if you made everything for Kearney Catholic. Keel will go back to the line. She just made two. Now we're at 10 fouls, so she'll get two here. The first one is no good. In Kearney Catholic sub-district, Holdridge, Gothenburg, Cozad, and Broken Bow. Gothenburg will be most likely the number one seed and host of all of that. Kearney Catholic will probably be the three seed and have to play Broken Bow in the semis. Cozad and Holdridge would end up playing in the bunny bracket. And the second free throw is good by Keel. 44-29. SCOTUS now under a minute to go, leading Kearney Catholic. So we got to make a trip to Boys Town, and tonight the favorite wins. Stars not able to pull off a second upset. London Carnes up top of the circle to O'Hare. Riley off the screen. She'll take the jumper. It's blocked. Getting a hand on it is Haley Steffensmeyer. 35 seconds to go. Into the ballgame for SCOTUS is Sierra Kravig, and they just want to hold the ball. They don't want to attack. Kearney Catholic's not going to foul, but still come out and try to play some defense, maybe force a turnover. 20 seconds to go. Brzezinski dribbling around. Double team, kicks it back out. Some standing around from SCOTUS. So Kearney Catholic will fall to 10-8. SCOTUS will improve to 14-4 and advance on to the Centennial Conference Championship back here at Boys Town, 4 o'clock Saturday against either Lincoln Christian or Lincoln Lutheran as time does expire. And that is the end of the basketball game, the final. It is SCOTUS Central Catholic 44 and Kearney Catholic 29. And they will advance on, as we said, to the championship game. The rematch is in Kearney on Saturday, a week from Saturday, February the 4th. Coming up, the New West postgame show here on ESPN Tri-Cities. We'll have a chance to bring you all the action and recap the stats in case you missed any of that from earlier on in our broadcast here tonight. But the Stars sometimes can be offensively challenged, and they were tonight, and they will fall to 10-8 on the season. We'll be back with the final stats.
Driving rains, unrelenting heat, ominous green skies. Whatever Mother Nature brings, it's no match for what you'll have thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you weather the storm, conquer today, and lead the field. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Start the new year with a new Ram during the Start Something New sales event at Tom Dinsdale's CDJR in Hastings. Lease a brand new 2022 Ram 1500 Classic Warlock 4x4 Quad Cab for just $325 a month for 42 months with $3,499 down. Make 2023 the year of the Ram at Tom Dinsdale's CDJR on Hastings North Side or TomDinsdaleCDJR.com. 10,000 mile per year lease. First payment due at signing. Offer ends January 31st.
And welcome back to the Parling Fieldhouse here at Boys Town. If it wasn't such a long drive, which it isn't, but, you know, 2.5+, it's a unique place. I'd suggest coming to watch. These Boys Town boys are usually really, really good, too. But a unique old feel. It's not quite Hoosiers because they have put in new bleachers down below, but a little bit like that with the double-decker system here and the old look to the tartan floor and the scoreboard that hangs from the ceiling. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a rundown of the unofficial final stats, and then Coach Rick Petrie will be making his way to our spot, which will take a little longer than usual because we're up top. For Kearney Catholic, Lexi Keim always battling out there. 7 points, 3 rebounds. Avery Mandernack, 1 3-point bucket and 2 rebounds. Jenna Cruzy, 2 points, 3 rebounds. They really did a good job on Cruzy, and sometimes she gets some steals and run-out layups. It just didn't happen much for her tonight, obviously, with the 1 bucket. London Carnes, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a block shot. Lauren Marker hit a 3 back in the first quarter. And Callie Squires, right around her season average, 12 points and 8 rebounds in the contest. 13 points in the first quarter, but only 16 the rest of the way. 17 in the first half, 12 in the second half. And Kearney Catholic hasn't been held down under 30 very many times, only the third time all year. 29 points, 19 rebounds, 7 out of 10 at the free throw line. The Stars ended up 4 of 15 from three-point land, including 3 of 11 in the second half. 1 block shot and 21 turnovers, 13 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Kearney Catholic is now 10-8 on the season. The Stars will be home Tuesday against Sand Hills Valley. Next Thursday, the Adams Central matchup for the girls. Then Columbus SCOTUS doubleheader next Saturday afternoon. The Aurora makeup on the 7th. And then they finish out the season at home Friday the 10th against Lincoln Christian. And, of course, we'll have a bunch of those games right here on ESPN Tri-Cities. Let's take a look at the final numbers of the ball game for Columbus SCOTUS. And here's what we had. Larkin Mahoney, 6 points. I thought she was going to be a real force there in the first half, but that's when she had all of her points. 6 points and a rebound. Libby Brzezinski, 1 rebound. Mesa Keel had 3 points and 3 rebounds. Kaylin Derman had 10 points and 2 rebounds. Emma Brzezinski ended up with 9 points, but she was the gal that stirred the drink tonight. There is no doubt about it. Emma Brzezinski, whichever Lincoln team plays, going to have to settle Emma Brzezinski down. 9 points, 5 rebounds. She created a ton of those turnovers. Joanna Rusher ended up being the leading scorer, 14 points, 6 rebounds. And then you had Haley Steffensmeyer, who's the leading scorer on the year, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 2 block shots. But again, as we said, SCOTUS has 4 girls right between 8 and 10 points, kind of like the Stars. 28 points in the first half, just 16 in the second half, but it's enough as they were 7 of 10 for all of their fourth quarter points at the line in that fourth quarter. 44 points, 22 rebounds, 11 out of 15 at the free throw line. 5 out of 15 from three-point land. They were 0 of 5 in the second half, 2 blocks, and a total of 14 turnovers. SCOTUS, is a good basketball team. They're 14-4. All four losses are to state-rated teams, and they get to go to the finals for, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's the first time in quite a while for SCOTUS basketball. I mean, we always talk about volleyball, and they've been good at basketball, but with Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, Lincoln Christian, Bergen, Norfolk Catholic, I mean, these gals have been kind of all over the place. There's not room for SCOTUS. And they pick up the win. And when Columbus SCOTUS gets done with conference, Aquinas, Kearney Catholic, and then a crosstown rival with Lakeview, who Adams Central is taking care of in the Central Conference Tournament. And Coach Rick Petrie, before we point the vans back east, the second quarter and the turnovers. I mean, it's the turnovers. I listened to Fred Hoiberg last night. He said rebounding and turnovers, that wasn't the problem, but turnovers was the difference in the ball game.
Oh, absolutely. That second quarter was awful. All of a sudden, we got afraid to bring the ball up against some pressure and try to make long passes. And, you know, that was a big key. We're right there, and then all of a sudden, we turn over for easy buckets. And that's the thing. It's not like we're throwing it out of bounds. We're throwing it right to them, and, you know, they're going down and converting layups. So that's just something we got to do a better job of. And that's the one thing that has probably prevented us all year from winning a lot of close games is turnovers.
Got the bucket to start the game. Very first possession scored. Then it was 5 minutes before you got another field goal. You still were only down at that time 10-3. You come back, and I kind of said that's when those turnovers were occurring. And SCOTUS was going to be physical with you. I mentioned before there was a tip. We're in Omaha. It's going to be physical. The officials are going to let it be. And I thought they did a great job tonight.
Yeah,
and your girls kind of figured that out in that stretch, got caught up, got the lead. And then that wasn't a problem, I didn't think, after the first quarter.
No, we kind of let them push us around a little bit second half and weren't, you know, as aggressive as we needed to be inside. London and Cali could have been just a little bit more aggressive, and maybe they draw some fouls rather than turning the ball over or, you know, taking bad. I don't want to say we take bad shots. London gets in a habit where she shoots the same shot, and if it goes in, it goes in, and, you know, she's got to really work to be better. I mean, it's that simple.
There were not on either team true post-up moves until maybe the game was already decided. Callie got a lot of her points driving to the bucket. Their posts in rusher especially, she finally got a couple of offensive rebounds. But the first half and the second half were so different. It seemed like both coaches got their kids to do defensively what they wanted. You were trying to shut down their post, and they kept turning it over, trying to force it in there in the first half, and they made threes. So you had to kind of come out and defend that three a little bit. And then Rusher got 6 points, which they only had three field goals in the second half.
Yeah, I thought our defense was fine. You know, we just struggled scoring. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well. And when you're shooting a lot, settling and shooting a lot of threes and don't make a lot, then, you know, it kind of can look pretty ugly at times.
And then they wanted to take away Squires, obviously, and they
kind of got
a little bit better at that. And you had to shoot a few more threes, which you're fine with, just wish a couple more would have went.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the most part, you know, you got kids that, you know, are capable of doing that. But I think we rushed a lot of them and maybe took a couple that we didn't really need to take. And so, but that's kids playing basketball, and hopefully this will be a learning experience because we get to see them in another week.
Yeah, I mean, to play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament is something on its own. St. Cecilia wishes they were here. That stuff can happen. From where you were at the low point in that Minden game to where you are now, it's sometimes hard to see that after a loss, but you played so well on Tuesday. You have played much better basketball, but obviously there's things that you got to clean up if you want to get past Broken Bow and Gothenburg when we get to the sub-districts, because like you said, well, we talked about it Monday. There's nothing outside of the Aurora makeup. Everybody else is above 500, and three of those teams are state-rated.
Yeah, it's a challenge, obviously. I mean, we've got SCOTUS. We've got Christian. We got Adams Central. I mean, it doesn't get any easier. So, you know, just one of those things, and we have to be up for the challenge. And I think the better we take care of the basketball, the better team will be.
And you return home, and now we do know that we will make up Aurora. I see it. It's on the schedule on
February
the
7th. February 7th, yep.
All right. It's a long kind of a drive home. All day that I was saying that, Mike Will would say, come cover the Broncos, or Jason would say, come cover the Lopers. I'll let you know what a long trip is.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's long for us even, but yeah.
Well, the Lopers finally got the lead, 53-52 over Northwest Missouri, 8 minutes to go in their game, so they're being pushed as well. Rick, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Conference tournaments for the old conference next week, but we'll see you here soon, and keep up the good work. There's definitely improvement out there.
Yeah, there is, and I appreciate you making the drive down here. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Rick Petrie joining us here, the athletic director and the girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. As they fall by a score of 44-29, they were down at half, 28-17, got outscored 14-4 in that second quarter. The closest they got after that was 8 points. We'll wrap things up right after this on ESPN Tri-City.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And you've been listening to the New West postgame show here on ESPN. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Again, we are extremely busy with basketball, and pretty soon we'll be talking district wrestling. We're, three Saturdays away from heading out to Mitchell, plus covering everybody else in the area on the 11th for district wrestling, and then into state. The duels are coming up in Kearney on the 4th. Basketball, again, tomorrow back here, Mike Will on KHAS. We'll have the St. Cecilia boys against Columbus Scotus at 7:15. Saturday's still kind of up in the air. It looks like the Adams Central girls are taking care of business and should be in the finals on Saturday in York. And we'll see if St. Cecilia boys can pull another upset. They beat Aquinas, and now they have to take on Scotus tomorrow. Also tomorrow should be a great doubleheader between Ravenna and Centura. The girls' teams each have one loss. They're both in the top five in D1. It's a preview of what should be the championship the next week in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and that doubleheader begins at 6 tomorrow night on the Vibe 98.9, and then we will have all of the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Girls Monday, boys Tuesday, and then the semifinals and finals Thursday through Saturday. Those Monday and Tuesday quarters, one site will be here on ESPN. The other site will be on the Vibe 98.9. NewsChannelNebraska.com will have all of that. And then also on the Vibe 98.9 next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, which will be taking place in Central City. Again, one more check here for the Lopers. They are in a battle, 58-56 at home over Northwest Missouri State. 5.5 to go in the game. So Columbus Scotus forces 21 turnovers, gets 14 points for Joanna Rusher, 10 from Kaylin Dearman, Emma Brzezinski 9 points and 5 rebounds in a 44-29 win over Kearney Catholic. The Stars led by Callie Squires with 12 points and 8 rebounds. Thanks so much for listening. We're going to head back to the Tri-Cities. This is Doug Duda saying good night from Boys Town and the Skip Parling Fieldhouse here in Omaha.
Thank you for being a part of this ESPN Tri-Cities High School sports presentation. For a complete broadcast schedule, coaches' interviews, and past game recordings, head to newschannelnebraska.com. And thanks for listening to ESPN Tri-Cities.